Good evening, everyone. Last Shabbos, when we heard not too long before Shabbos of the kidnappings of the young boys in Eretz Yisrael, everyone began davening immediately, and over Shabbos a question arose, should we say Tehillim, should we be crying out for them on Shabbos, or is that something that's inappropriate on Shabbos? I heard subsequently some shuls did say Tehillim on Shabbos, and others didn't. Somebody asked me on Shabbos, what should we do? And I thought that tonight we would have a chance to discuss the topic, so the learning that we do tonight should be in Bishusam, that they return quickly. And I wanted to discuss this really fascinating question. And we begin with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, in the top right of page 1, if anyone doesn't have Makoros, there's some more over here. Tani asur litvoa tzrachav b'Shabbos. It is prohibited to ask for tzrachim, to ask for one's needs, to daven bakashos on Shabbos. Now, the truth of the matter is, there's going to be some question whether we paskin like this Yerushalmi or not. We might see evidence that, in fact, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, but for the time being, let's assume that we paskin like this Yerushalmi. So one could not make bakashos on Shabbos. Rebbe Ze'ura sha'al Rebbe Chia bar ba'mahu le'meimah ro'enu parnesenu. In benching, there are numerous bakashos. We ask God for things while benching. So, is one allowed to do this on Shabbos? Amar lei tofos brachos kahu. Yes, you may do so, because this is the structure, this is the phraseology of the brachos. What exactly does this mean, and why is it true? So take a look at the Karban Eda. Aser l'tvot tzracha b'Shabbos, l'fi shem mechlal oneg Shabbos hu, shiachshov ha'adam ki'ilu kol melachto asui, v'ashol tzrachov umare behepach. Why is it wrong to make bakashos on Shabbos? On Shabbos, a person is supposed to feel like everything they have, they need. You're working on Erev Shabbos. Come Shabbos, you feel like everything is done. One is supposed to have a spirit of tranquility, of relaxation, of rest on Shabbos. Asking for things that you don't have, reminding yourself of those things that you need, contradicts that spirit. And moreover, it's going to lead to a feeling of daga, of worry. Again, something antithetical to Shabbos. Therefore, one shouldn't make bakashos on Shabbos. So what about ro'enu parnaseinu? So we say that's okay. It's nusach habracha kachu. Ve'im l'shanus michol Shabbos. We don't want to change the nusach habracha from chol to Shabbos. Shelo yisbalbel bibirkaso. Why? We'll get confused. Imagine if we took some words out of benching on Shabbos. We took out a sentence here, we took out a sentence there. So, especially in a world where not everybody, most people didn't have benchers and the like, it would be very easy to get confused. And therefore, to prevent confusion, the Yerushalmi says we kept this in. It is interesting, because we do make some minor changes in davening, like at the end of Hashkivenu. Maybe that's different, it's at the end of a bracha. Not clear, but that's what the Yerushalmi writes. The first question we need to consider is, what are the parameters of this prohibition against bakashos on Shabbos? It's interesting. There were some Rishonim who wanted to change the nusach of benching on Shabbos. They thought it was inappropriate to say rachem, which is a bakasha. And the Rosh and Tosfos reject this because they say, no, the Yerushalmi says we keep the same benching on Shabbos. You see, by the way, that Tosfos and the Rosh accepted the Yerushalmi and therefore said we're going to keep benching the same as always. So what are the parameters of this prohibition against bakasha? So there's an interesting Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura is discussing a situation of where a person is fasting on Shabbos because they had a bad dream. We'll talk about this shortly. And what exactly can they say? So the Mishnah Brura says it's okay for them to say Elokai ad shelo notzarti eini kedai v'achshav shenotzarti, which is a prayer in which one notes their sins, and he says, you're not allowed to have bakashas tzrachav on Shabbos. So the truth is that in the case of a tainis, it's actually an exception, as we'll get to shortly. But he says, besides that, just mentioning your sins is not a problem. The only thing that's a problem is davening for choli, which we'll return to, or davening for parnasa, which causes you to have tsar. But simply having charata for your sins doesn't cause you to have tsar. It's interesting. I would have thought that charata would cause a person to have tsar. The Mishnah Berurah says no, it's only things that cause tsar that is aser. Therefore, even charata on avonos is okay, but not vidui. So, there are a number of prayers that we say on Shabbos that do indeed include bakashos. How are they justified? One approach is this idea of the Mishnah Berurah, which is actually a Magen Avraham, that only bakashos that have tsar are a problem. So we do have many bakashos on Shabbos, but they don't have tsar. When we bench our kids Friday night, Yisimcha lokim kefraim uchaminasha, that's not a, it might be a bakasha, but it's not something that we have tsars. It makes us happy to offer that tefillah. It's not like asking, you know, that your job interview goes well or something like that, which might make you nervous. So that's going to be okay. The Shevet Alevi here discusses the Ribon HaOlamim that some people say after Shalom Aleichem, and he says that's okay. Kevan de bakasha zum inyad kedusha Shabbos mishtai imkein eno dome l'chol hani hamuzkarim b'shulchan aruch da'asam eina tchina l'tzorach Shabbos aval hacha tchina gufa magdil banu kedusha Shabbos. Tzorachei Shabbos are an exception. So davening to have a peaceful Shabbos, a ruchnias dika Shabbos, that's all right. Along similar lines, the question is raised concerning the tefillah in Birkas HaChodesh. Birkas HaChodesh, we ask for parnasa. Chayim shel parnasa, chayim shel chilutz atzamos. People, we're going to see later, some say tefillah is okay, but tzaka is not okay. You see, when it comes to the tefillah of Birkas HaChodesh, everybody gets really into it. They put their talis over their heads and they scream out. So what's going on? And it's parnasa. So he has an interesting theory. Chaim Berlin, it's actually the son of the Netziv, he says, this is okay. Why? Top right, page 2. Shelo asru l'tva atzrachav b'shabes ala b'yachid ha'ose l'atzmo tefila miyuchedes al eze mikra. What is asr on Shabbos? That's a tefila that a yachid has about a particular thing. Give me atzlach in my job interview. But that is not the case over here. Here, Nusach HaTfila Kavua L'Kulam Shaveh B'Nusach, that's okay. Everybody's saying the same thing. Now, clearly, this is not like the Yerushalmi. Because what did the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi said the only reason why you're allowed to say Roenu Zunenu Parnaseinu is what? Because Tofos Habrachos Kachu. Could have given a simpler answer. It could have said, everybody's saying the same thing. For the same reason that he says you're allowed to say Chaim Shel Parnasa, you should be able to say Roenu Zunenu Parnaseinu. Elamai, it seems to me that he's assuming we don't paskin like that, Yerushalmi. What's the basis of that? So shortly we'll see that there's good reason to suspect that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and not only that, but the Yerushalmi is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted in the Rambam, and the like. Why would one think the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi? So perhaps we can suggest the following. We know, of course, that the Shemona Esrei on Shabbos is much shorter than the Shemona Esrei during the week. Why is it that we don't have bakashos on Shabbos? So according to Yerushalmi, I would say it's very simple, because you're not allowed to have bakashos on Shabbos. But that's not actually the reason the Bavli gets. The Bavli says the reason why we don't have bakashos on Shabbos is delo atrechuhu mishum kavo Shabbos. It's a tircha. You know, davening is long enough on Shabbos. Imagine if we added all those bakashos in the middle, it would really be long. It would be a tircha. And there's actually a practical nafkamina. Because it's not actually usher, so let's say, you know, I think this probably happens to everybody, right? You're davening on Shabbos, you know, sometimes you get up to Slach or Chatanu, and you look around, well, that's Shabbos, right? You're pretenders, you know. Okay, so what's going on over there? What's going on? So you should stop immediately. It's aser. So the halacha is no, you finish the bracha. Except for Musaf. You finish the bracha. Why? Because fundamentally you could say these brachos on Shabbos. It's only because, so it shouldn't be a tircha. So since you started, at least finish the bracha. Some Rishonim say it's only for the first bracha, but we don't accept that. We accept, we paskin, it's for all the brachos. So you see from here, at least one could make the argument that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Interestingly enough, the Medrash Tanchuma gives the reason that we would expect, the reason we all know. Why is it that you can't have Bakashan? So Shabbos, the Medrash Tanchuma writes, top left of page 2, where it's bolded, Atamotze Yudches Mispalim B'chol Yom, Ve'enan Kulan L'Shavcho Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Shal Shushon Shal Shachronos, Ve'shtem Yisrei Brachos Kulan L'Tzarko Shal Adam, L'Fikach Ein Mispalim B'Shabbos Shmon Esrei, Sh'im Yiyah Lo Chol L'Besoch Beiso, Nizkar B'Rofi Chol Yamo Yisrael, V'hu Meitzar. If you had the Bakashas on Shabbos, so you'd get up to Rafa'inu and you'd start being nervous, you'd be scared. Shabbos nitna liYisrael l'kedusha l'oneg l'minucha v'lo l'tzar l'kach mispalim gimel brachos rishonis gimel brachos vachronis v'haminucha b'yamtza. And this reason is quoted by the Machzor Vitri and others. If you hold this as the reason, so this is compatible with what the Yerushalmi says. But perhaps it's not mochrach, as we'll see shortly. Perhaps the Bavli disagrees, but it's not so simple. If you take a look at the Rush on the bottom of page 2, Tosfos and others, well, the Rush really earlier that we saw on page 1, Tosas early on page 1, they assume that we do Paskin like the Yerushalmi. So this is something to think about as we go on. The next sugya we need to think about is a sugya in Shabbos, in the first parak, concerning Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. And this is especially important if we assume that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. Even if we assume that the Bavli does not hold that there's a across-the-board prohibition against Bakashos and Shabbos, but still there are certain limitations. And the Bavli says, there's actually an opinion, Beis Shammai holds you can't do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. We hold that it's mutter, bekoshi atiru bikur cholim on Shabbos, but it's mutter. Why is it bekoshi atiru? Why would we think ideally, perhaps, or why did Beis Shammai think you shouldn't do bikur cholim on Shabbos? Rashi says the reason is because it's going to cause you tsar. Rabbeinu Chananel says the reason is going to start davening. You're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to do tefillah, or at least you're not allowed to do za'aka for a chole. The Rambam actually thinks it'd be usher because of mimtzo cheftzacha, as well as the other reasons. One way or the other, even though Beis Shammai says it's usher, we say it's permitted, but we have to do it a little differently. We know that during the week, a major component of Bikur Cholim is davening for the chole. Obviously, part of Bikur Cholim is to make the chole feel better, but it's also to daven. If you go do Bikur Cholim and you don't daven for the chole, you haven't properly fulfilled the mitzvah. However, Shabbos is a little different. What should you say? So there's five opinions in the Gemara. Top left of each three. Hanichnas levakar sachola. What should you say? Omer Shabbos himelizok. Shabbos is not a time to cry. Refuah krova lavo. So what does that mean? It's sort of a contradiction. I shouldn't cry, but refuah krova lavo, it sounds like a tefillah. So the Ran explains, what does this mean? See below. Shabbos himelizok. Perush eno yachul levakish rachmim achshav. Shall you day can you or bechi mitzar? I can't come and daven for you. That's going to cause me to start crying. Elo omer lahem divrei tanchumin shelo yitzar. You try to make them feel better. Rashi says a similar thing. Rashi says, what do? You go in and you try to make him feel a little better. It's a. I didn't include the Rashi somewhere in the footnotes. Anyhow, so that's what it means. There are different opinions. Reb Meir Omer Yechol Lahisha Terachim. Reb Yuda Omer Hamakum Yerachim Alecha Va'achol Yisrael. Reb Yosi Omer Hamakum Yerachim Alecha B'Sochol Yisrael. Now, Reb Yosi, for example, holds that you do daven for the chola. So, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the opinion that says you're not allowed to daven for the chola? Opinion number one, the Tanakama, Shabbosim Elizok, or do we paskin like Reb Yosi? The Ramban actually says we paskin like Reb Yosi, and he says that you can daven. You say Hamakum Yerachim Alecha B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. But all the other Rishonim, Kim'at, including the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, all Paskin, like the Tanakama, we don't daven. We don't say tefilos for the chola, we say Shabbos him elizok. That is the view of the Shulchan Aruch, which leads many to ask, how is it justified for us to say the Mishna Berurah we all know and love on Shabbos? Before we get there, let's consider one other source. There's a whole discussion of Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, which I guess we're going to leave out because we don't have time. Skip to page 5. The Mishnah in Tainus tells us the following. Al Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos. There are certain times where we cry out, we say Anenu, or in Anenu we cry out on Shabbos. Masriyin doesn't mean we blow shofar, but it means we would daven. And what are they? If a city is surrounded by the enemies, or a river or a boat is in danger of capsizing, or the like. So there are certain times of danger, that tefillah on Shabbos, crying out, za'aka, anenu, and the like, is appropriate. And the Rambam says, it's not just cases of communal danger, like the ones listed in the Mishnah, but even personal danger, even a cholat. This is based off of his Girsa in the Gemara. And this is, in fact, the way we paskin. We paskin that if someone is in danger, in imminent danger on Shabbos, one is allowed to cry out. If you take a look at the Ran, on the bottom of page 5, where it's bolded, Oh, shahaya choli mimine cholim. If someone has someone sick, lefize yesh lom mikan l'chol chole sheyesh sakana sayom. Anytime there's a chole that has sakana sayom. Now the post can point out that the Ran here doesn't say the usual lashon of chole sheyesh bo sakana. It's only sakana sayom. A chole sheyesh bo sakana could be someone who's stable. He's in a situation of where his life is in danger, but the situation is stable. We don't expect anything to change on Shabbos. So for such a chole, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, but you can't daven for them. But if it's davening, meaning to say za'aka. But when it comes to someone that's sakana sayom, there it's imminent, something happens, they're in trouble, so then we paskin that za'aka is mutter. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the like. That's why I would have thought that davening this past Shabbos for those boys would have been okay. It's sakana sayom. If someone is to be rushed to the hospital, somebody takes a turn for the worse, you're allowed to say Tillim on Shabbos, you're allowed to daven, they're in imminent danger, it's okay. But generally being in danger, it's not okay. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, as you see here on page 6. Now this leads many poskim to wonder and to question our minhag of saying a Mishabeirach on Shabbos. It's not a new question. If you look at the Matan Moshe, it's a Talmud of the Marshal, he wonders about what we do. The Ran already talks about a limud zchus and the like. It's actually a very interesting Toseft on this matter, but we'll leave it. A number of answers are given to justify what we do. The Magen Avraham says maybe it's based off of the fact that we paskin like the Ramban. That's difficult. We saw most Rishonim don't hold that way. Others say our practice of Mishaberach makes no sense. It's wrong. The Yaivitz, the Archa Shulchan, others, they say no. If it's a schole that sakana sayom, if they're in imminent danger, then you could daven. If they're not in imminent danger, then it's wrong. The Chazon Ish said, what we say makes no sense. What do we say? Shabbos imelizok refor kvav alavo. So we daven and daven, daven, we say Shabbos imelizok. It's like nish Shabbos geret. Right? Well, it doesn't help. He said like this. The Chazon Ish said, if it's sakana sayom, you're allowed to daven, and don't say Shabbos imelizok. It's a mitzvah to be zoe. And if it's not sakana sayom, so then saying Shabbos imelizok doesn't help. However, the Mishnah Berurah justifies our practice. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it's sakana sayom, then you could be zoik. Then say tehillim, then scream, then cry. If it's not sakana sayom, you're still allowed to say the Mishabeirach. But you say Shabbos imelizok. What does that mean? He wasn't understanding Shabbos imelizok like the Ran, which means that tefillah is fundamentally aser. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be based off of the assumption that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. We don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. What's aser? Za'aka. What's aser? Things that are going to be mevi lidei bechi, things that are going to cause you to have tsar and the like. For better or worse, nobody gets too choked up when they say the Mishabeirach for cholim. And therefore, that type of tefillah is okay. And especially when we say Shabbos Yimelizok, a reminder that we're not really supposed to be crying out on Shabbos. Such a tefillah is justified, as long as it's not za'aka. If it's a situation where there's a choli, a sakana sayom, so then za'aka is okay, then it's mutter. There's a number of other tshuvos here, we don't have time. This is actually, tonight is the last Tuesday night chabur of the year. I wanted to thank you all for this great opportunity. It's been a pleasure. It's also the learning program will continue throughout the summer, Bezras Hashem, and also into next year. I will not be continuing next year. I'd hope to stop by and visit, but it will be continued under the able guidance of Rabbi Finkelstein and Rabbi Zatz. And I just wanted to thank all of you who come every Tuesday night, and those who don't, for really what's been a great experience. And Be'ezus Hashem, the Talmud Torah should continue. Have a wonderful summer. Sure.